The Revelations of St. Brigida, Volume 3, page 162. Shortly before the death of a certain pope, the bells of St. Peter's Church in Rome burned up in a strange accident. When the bride heard it, she was amazed and began praying. Christ then appeared to her, saying, "Indeed, my daughter, this is a great sign. It is written that all the elements showed, as it were, compassion with me at my death, by holding back their light and unusual effects. Thus, too, the elements and other creatures sometimes fight and pass judgment on God's behalf, displaying God's wrath and signs of coming events in their orbits. So too, these church bells burned up as though they were crying out, 'The Lord is dead. The Lord Pontiff has passed away. Blessed be this day, but this Lord is not blessed. What a strange thing this is, for they should all have been crying out, "Long live this Lord, happily may he live." Instead, they cry out and joyfully declare, "May he sink down and never rise again." No, it is not so strange, for he himself should have been crying out, "Come and you will find salvation for your souls." Instead, he cried out, "Come and see me in my pomp and ostentation, greater than that of Solomon. Come to my curia and empty your purses, and you will find perdition for your souls." This is what he has been crying out by his example and deeds. So now the time of wrath approaches, and I will judge him as the scatterer of the flock of Peter. What a sentence awaits him! However, if he should still want to be converted to me, I will run out to meet him, halfway, like a loving father. Page 216. Tell him, too, on my behalf, what he should reply to those who say the Pope is not the true Pope, and who say that it is not the true body of my Son, Jesus Christ, which is brought about on the altar by the actions of priests. He should reply to these heretics as follows: "You have turned your back on God, and therefore you do not see him. Turn your faces to him, and then you shall be able to see him. For it is the true and Catholic faith that a pope who is without heresy, no matter how much he may be stained by other sins, is never so bad due to those sins and his other bad deeds that there would not be always in him full authority and a perfect power of binding and loosing souls. He has gained this authority through Blessed Peter, and received it from God. There have certainly been many pontiffs before Pope John who are now in hell. However, the just and reasonable judgments that they rendered while on earth remain established and ratified before God." Page 224. Christ speaks to his bride, saying, "Tell him that if he wants to be called a bishop in that justice of divine judgment, he must not imitate the behavior and customs of the majority of the present rulers of the church. I assumed a human body from the Virgin in order to fulfill in word and deed the law ordained by the Godhead from eternity, opening heaven's gate with the blood of my heart. I lift up the way to heaven by my words and deeds, so that all might make use of the example in order to gain eternal life. But truly, the words I spoke and the deeds I performed in the world are now all but completely forgotten and neglected. No one has done so much to bring this about as the prelates of the churches, who are full of pride, greed, and the rot of bodily pleasure. All these things are against my commandments and against the worthy statutes of my church, which my friends instituted out of great devotion after my ascension. Once my will was accomplished on earth, those evil prelates of the church, filled with the evil disposition of the evil spirit, have provided extremely harmful examples to the souls of men. Therefore, I must exact strict justice from them, rendering judgment upon them and obliterating them from the book of life in heaven, and placing them next to my enemy Lucifer in hell, to be perpetually tormented on the thrones of hell. You, however, should know that I will be prompt in showing my mercy to anyone who decides to reform himself before death by loving me with all his heart and abstaining from sins. Speak the following words to him, then, as if coming from you.